CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Welcome to the worst, guys.
I don't know why you guys have a problem with me doing that.
No, dog, it's too much, bro. The song is it's enough, dog. People must be like, oh, all she needed was some. It's like, okay, now it's going in with the worst guys. And then you come in with some unnecessary sexual tension. You're causing people to tatazela out there.
I'm not causing anybody to do anything unpleasantry to themselves.
Yeah. Anyway, what's up? Yo, my name is Malcolm Lili. You're chilling with the worst guys. As usual, I'm chilling with Ria Betwe Sesele.
Wake up.
And the rose amongst the thorns, Sipiwe Mthethwa.
She's turning out to be more of a thorn these days. I don't know about you.
Excuse me?
Whoa, so early.
You
want
to repeat that?
So
you want to try that with me?
Listen, bye, Felicia. Don't make me call my Becky with the nice hair.
Can I just take off my door? I don't think you...
Don't make me call my Becky with a nice hair.
Before we start a war up in this building, I just want to say welcome to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're joining us live, if you're listening on the podcast, you know we're making your day. Whatever you're doing, you're cooking, you're reading, you're cleaning, whatever you need to do, do it while listening to The Worst Guys. We have such an interesting show for you. As per usual, the topic of today is whether or not us millennials are too sensitive and too conscious about the world that we live in. Has it made us soft? Have we given up on the real world that exists and what it does to us? I mean, we just go out and expect to get the things that we want because we burn shit, for example. But we'll get all into it later. If you need to call us or you want to hit us up on the Twitter, hit us up on the Twitter streets at @_worstguys or at cliffcentral.com. Yeah, man, that's going to be the topic of today. But before we get into that, let's do some news and the latest stories of what's been happening around the world this week.
Mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra place grab young Fairline. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra. Read all about it.
All right. So I don't know how important this is to all of you guys listening out there. But for me, I've been struggling because taxi prices just went up, guys. Taxi prices went up. Do you know how real that is, man?
Sure.
I'm telling you, it's so serious. Like, it went from 11 Rand to 14 Rand to town. That's a big price increase. Now, I know I'm feeling a little bit of what the people with cars feel, petrol and shit like that. But I mean, like, this is insane, bruh. I don't know what we're going to do about it. I think our economy is crippling everyone, even the taxi riders, bruh.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie, you know. It's a rough world we're living in, bruh. From taxi to the price of petrol. I mean, you're crying about it. These taxi drivers are also crying about
petrol,
too much.
But think about it. With a taxi, there's like 15 people, right?
Don't even try mathematics this out, man. Petrol is expensive. What are you saying?
No, but I'm just saying, when they increase for one person, they make 100% back because it went from 11 Rand to now 14. 14 times 15 people.
Yeah.
And then petrol only went up by what? 60 cents?
I think it's a big increase, to be honest. I think it is a big increase.
It's a leap.
The one thing I will say in rep for the taxi industry is that when the prices go up, they stay that way for a long time. So I expect this to last until about 2020, maybe even later. What's the year? 2016, almost 2017. Jeez.
I think 2020 is a stretch.
Yeah, maybe 2020 is a stretch if things go well. But we'll get back into whether things are going well or not.
Go down,
Even
if inflation goes down, it'll stay 14 Rand.
We don't know, though. We've never seen the good times with taxis. We've never seen the light. There's never been a time, in my born-free life, where our economy started to steadily increase as opposed to decrease. And that's actually what we're going to go into now, which is the most important news of the day. That taxi was just my own gripe with the world. Before we get to the real news, there's something also that hectic that happened. Okay, Kanye West is on tour, right? We keep talking about our home here, but he disappointed me, man.
R.I.P. to that guy's mother, dog. He had to bury his mother not so long ago, man.
Yeah, that's so, man. Like, so sorry for that guy. But, I mean, I was talking about a show that he had recently where he spoke to his audience, and he told them that if he were to have voted, he would have voted for Trump. And audience started going crazy. They started booing him. They started saying, fuck you, stop talking, start making music. And like half the people started to leave. And then what he started to do was talk to the core fans, you know, the golden circle people, the people who ain't going nowhere for shit. This is Kanye West speaking. And he started politicking. I think he's campaigning for 2020. That's what I believe.
Can I just tell you something?
Tell me something.
Like, people are still surprised at this whole Trump and Clinton thing. You got to come to terms with the fact that, you know, we sadly enough, we live in a sexist society, right?
Okay.
Nobody really wants to see a female president.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. That's what we do at Central, you know, at the West.
As much as they say, yeah, no, let's try it. It's zero.
Okay,
zero.
This is the thing about it. I think liberals have taken advantage, or they seem to believe that there is no other way other than the liberal way. And many people forget that there are still a whole lot of conservatives in the world that are obviously outweighing the liberals. And we I believe myself to be a liberal, we liberal progressive people, but there will always be a core of people holding the fort, holding the colony, holding the imperialists.
Yeah. And all your fake liberals.
That's, Well, I'm meant to say conservatives. So we'll actually go into that later in the topic about, whether we're too soft, because the world that we are living now is quite hard, and it's built from power, from, greed, from assertiveness, as opposed to a feministic approach, a soft approach, a humanist approach, rather, is the best way to speak about it. Okay, so that just happened at a Kanye concert, and I saw it on the YouTubes, and I was so disappointed. I was like, my boy, why do you have to treat your people like this? Because you don't expect to pay so many dollars for a show, and this guy starts talking about politics.
This is why I'm not a fan.
Yeah. He just does some crazy shit. He started calling out Jay-Z. He's like, I know you've got killers, bruh. Don't send them out for me. We're like, hey, see, when does Kanye have beef with Jay-Z?
Man has issues.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
It's drought. You see, when your woman don't put out, this is what happens. You know?
Yeah, she's still she going through by trauma gunpoint. By gunpoint. Yeah.
No. I'm scared to see your gun now, baby. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
That was happening. That's disappointing me. Okay, but now we get into that real issue that we were talking about, the economic climate and what it's doing to us, how it's affecting us. The most important point right now, I think, to highlight is the fact that unemployment is the highest it's ever been since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our youth are unemployed. That's the biggest problem. The youth are the people who are unemployed. This is the generation that's supposed to supply income, that's supposed to do the work in order to carry the state or whatever the case may be. And they're out of jobs. Like, I don't know, a lot of people that I speak to our age or in our like 20 to 25 years old don't seem to have a stable job, or they're trying to get a hustle on. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, bro. Like, a lot of people are, how would I say, they're more CEO minded. They don't want to work and make somebody else richer. They want to do it for themselves. Therefore, they're more inclined to hold back on getting employment. Well, a lot of people that I surround myself with.
Yeah.
Others are so keen to get into the corporate industry, but it's hard to actually penetrate and make your mark and make yourself known in that world.
Do you not think that it's, even if you wanted a job, it would still be really difficult to get one?
No, I think we're facing two problems. We have one part of the youth that feels entitled.
Exactly.
So they think after graduating, they should just get a job at senior management, at a senior management position. So that's problem number one.
Yeah.
The second problem is the other problem, that our people are not as... You might be graduated, but I don't think you are educated. I don't think you're coming in with the... desire to learn. You're not coming in with even the qualifications. You know, you passed, you scraped through, and then now you want to get this job, and you don't want to put in the time and effort. So I think that's two of the problems that the youth is facing.
Yeah.
Because there's so many opportunities. There's internships, there's you coming in, job shadowing, But nobody wants to do that. Ain't nobody got time.
Yeah,
for
but
that.
Do you not think that a lot of people who are qualified end up entering into positions in the workforce that they're not even necessarily qualified for? They've got a qualification, but it's some BA degree when they're working in a call center, for example. So your qualification becomes almost redundant.
I think when you do that and you take a job like that, because of, you know, the situation at home and love does not pay the bills,
Yeah. You
know, you need the bills paid. You need to tell yourself that you're not going to stay there forever. You need to hustle at the end of the day.
Okay.
Someone started somewhere, you know, some of the richest people in the world started off by cleaners. They started at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you can't use that, oh, I have a degree, but I'm a call center person and this.
Yeah.
Nah, BS.
Okay, so what it is essentially is doing it for yourself.
Yes.
Everybody's on their own out here in the real world. Let's be honest. You got to make it happen for yourself.
From my point of view, two things, right?
Yeah.
People don't love what they do anymore. People are just getting into a certain industry or following a certain career path simply because it's known and it's notorious for making gang amounts of money.
And safety.
You know,
safety
and for that safety and security. Yeah, sure. 100%. All right. But they don't also take into consideration. Let's take law, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? How many law firms are there out there?
True.
How many law firms? In South Africa, let's be honest. How many law firms? If you have to give me like a round figure.
I wouldn't know, bro. Let's check it out on Google here, see if you can get it.
Right. Whilst you're doing that, the number of law firms in South Africa, okay? Now, take the amount of universities that we have, all right? Placing one, you got, because in some provinces, there's more than one, right, obviously. So, if we already place one in each and every single province, right, we've got nine, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then, obviously, people are studying law that, let's say, 20 graduate every single year. 20 graduate on average, right?
Okay, 20, that's quite a small number.
Dog, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm being very, very modest with that.
Okay, yeah.
Right, 20 graduate. 20 times 9, that's 180,
mm-hmm.
All right? And now we're still being modest, right? That's 180 law graduates that are looking for employment now.
Yeah.
How many law firms are there out there? How many do they actually take in?
Yeah. I think that's a problem that the people directly involved in that industry will encounter. Because I do Google it here and it gives me the top 5 law firms, not exactly how many there are. But I'm sure there's plenty. There's plenty. And I do think that unemployment, the availability of jobs is a real problem. I think we're just overlooking that. Because like you said, Simpiwe, love doesn't pay the bills. Somehow you got to make it. And if you're not doing a job that you necessarily love or are passionate about, and you're doing it to survive, breathing costs money, as we spoke a little bit outside.
Yeah.
You have to have somewhere to go, and a lot of the times you can't just get a job at the snap of your fingers. I believe that if I were to start looking for a random employment as opposed to pursuing my career, I don't think it would take me, I don't think it would be quick. I don't think it would be easy. And I'm a qualified graduate. I've done work before, but I think it would still take at least 3 months until I found some real employment that would last me for years to come. I don't think there are jobs available.
But also what's happening is technology is changing the way we work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So before, you would get someone who would come in and manually file things, manually do-ish. And now you can just get a system,
yeah,
a computer to do that. So I also think that's also what's making someone getting a job, the process, a bit longer, because now there's technology.
It's a different set of skills,
yes,
that are,
I mean,
required.
Certain degrees now have become a bit irrelevant,
yeah,
because of technology. And now we have new degrees. You know, you can go and become a social media
expert. Yeah.
You know, that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
Whereas you would have just gotten a regular expert.
Yeah, and this ties in very well with our conversation today, because a lot of the reasons why millennials would argue are too soft is because the world is changing. It's going in a different direction in a place that it's
people
never been
before. People don't want to fucking adapt. Bro.
Yeah, and it's really stressful.
No, I'm freaking tired of it.
And do you know what I think it is? It's because we're so used to the old way.
Yes,
we're so used to the old way that a new way scares us. Trump scares us. A female president scares us. Whatever it may be, we just want to hold on to what we know. And
we're scared of change.
We are very, very. And that's what's going to take. That's what's going to be the difference between the millennials being right in what they feel and millennials continuing to be barraged by the system. The unemployment rate staying so high. So yeah, that's that on the unemployment front. And also, with regards to our financial status, we are in trouble again. I don't know. This is just like
a never ending
cycle. We are just being considered to be downgraded to junk status. We've been through this so many times, bro. But yeah, apparently our growth needs to be at least 1% per year, the growth rate, in order for us to not be downgraded to junk status. And this year we're currently estimating a 0.5% growth rate.
Hey, at least we still got the growth, so fuck you guys.
We need that 1%.
Fuck everybody else in the other economies. We still got a little bit of growth. Growth is growth nonetheless.
Yeah. But growth is expected to rise to 1.3% in 2017, which is a cool prospect. But we're looking to sit at 3% at least. If we want to be taken seriously by investors and by the outside world, we'll be sitting
at 3%. We've got Zoom at the top, bruh. Yeah. And we still got growth. Come on. Give South Africa a pat on the motherfucking back. We did well.
We got some shit done and we had Zuma.
Things
that takes
must
some
fall.
Doing.
Are you list? Zuma, so much shit. And we still have a little bit of growth.
No, we got it.
At our best, imagine.
Yeah, dude, first world in 30 years. That's what I presume for South Africa.
Because I still want to be lit. I want to be lit when we.
You don't think you'll be lit when you're 50, my boy? I'll be kek lit. I'll be that guy with them Kaaba and Ciroc.
No, I bet you by that time the youth age would have been extended, hey?
Like, yeah.
It would have young gone people, from 35 to 50, hey?
Yeah, I think that's what's happening because people are starting to become more and more aware of how short life is.
Yeah.
So they try to extend the youth period as long as they possibly can.
And I think people are looking really good at 50. Hey, they're giving us a run for their money, hey? Like, just saying.
Yeah. And some people are literally just running for the money. People looking for blesses, apparently. That's what's been trending on Twitter.
That's been trending in South Africa since. South Africa's day one.
Everybody needs a blesser. All right, let me just play a little jam here, and then we're going to go into the topic of today, and that is, are we soft? Have we gone soft as the millennial generation?
Bitch.
I don't know why you call on me.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Worst Guys. That's apparently by J. Cole. Visionary leader in rap. One of the heroes. Yeah. So topic of the day, we talk about us millennials. We, the future, ages about, say, maybe 16 and up until about 28. People who the majority of their lives were free. Let's use that as the criteria.
I think we can make it from grade 8.
Grade 8.
Grade 8 up. Yo. A lot of these kids feel entitled, bruh.
Yeah, they
the
know.
You're no bruise. The you're no bruise. Yeah, they feel
I really want to know about kids these days, and since the Christmas season is upon us.
Oh, no.
Do they still believe in Santa? Because, I mean, like, they've got so much access to the internet. Surely this internet has given away that Santa doesn't exist. Sorry if there are any little kids listening to this, but dreams crushed.
Santa doesn't exist. Tooth Fairy is a motherfucking lie. Easter Bunny, oh please,
Easter
really,
bitch.
really, yes, you're a vegetable if you think that exists.
No, I really want to know because they have so much access to information, and we live in the world of access to information. That's the most important thing.
Funny, we live in a world where there's so much access to information, but there's a lot of dumb people.
yeah. So the messages.
Ignorance is bliss, guys. Yeah, like it's the.
I can't explain how true that is. Ignorance really is bliss. People don't want to know. It's like your food. You don't want to know how your food gets made, where it's killed. You just want to chow that McDonald's burger and be So millennials, are we too conscious? I think this is partly to do with the access to information. We are so aware of the troubles
that we're in, or how far the world has come and how. You know, it hasn't been an easy road from colonialism to industrialization to capitalism to whatever you want to call it. We've been living in a world that has been built for the individual. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of Ubuntu, and we need to think about why we see things differently. I think we're very much aware that each individual is capable of doing anything they want. Before a time like this one, a lot of people were still oppressed, not just mentally, but by actual laws, physical laws that they had to abide by in society. And now we're in a place where we're all free, and we need to shape where our future is going. I think we mostly understand that we've gone the wrong way, right? I don't know if you guys agree.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I'd say we've gone the wrong way. And
we have to pick a side.
So there's a new way that we're looking for, and this new way has to do with love. It has to do with humanity, caring about society. Those are the things that we should be striving for as the millennials, and that's what I think makes us so sensitive.
I feel like this is another lie we're telling ourselves.
Right?
Like,
why?
Because we are humans at the end of the day.
Yes.
And we're going to gravitate to the most, how can I put it?
The strongest, the most powerful, yes. The most influential.
Yes, that's always going to take place.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen in different forms and in different, not ways, but it's going to look different, but it's actually the same old-ish.
Okay.
And,
So you do see our society changing completely to what it is now. Let's give it the next 20 years. Do you still see politics running the game the way it is now? Because politics is changing. People are trusting politicians less and less. People are looking for different ways in which states to run. And the capital organization, we were talking about millennials realizing that your destiny is in your own hands, and maybe instead of looking for employment, creating your own, starting your own business. These are the type of things that most people in our generation are now aware of, that you don't have to.
It's so funny that they're aware of that, but yet we still have entitlement issues.
Yes.
So people know that you should get up and get your own ish done and get things done, and that the life and that the world is unfair.
Amen. Life is procrastination unfair. Is too nice.
It's not about procrastination. I've had conversations with people that are younger than me, and they want government to do ish for them, and they want this from this person, and they want, and it's like, no, little girl, no, little boy, like, get up and do ish for yourself.
So people also have this thing of not trying to work with what they already have.
Thank
if
you.
I only had X amount of money,
like,
if I only had this opportunity like he does, comparing themselves to the next person. Stop that shit.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. So I feel like we're going to have a generation where it's going to be split once again, where we have people doing it for themselves, and you'll have like 19-year-olds that are billionaires because they designed an app and they're living their best days. And then you're still going to have the people that feel entitled, and they're going to be like, but I didn't have the technology to design that app, therefore government must give me A, B, and C.
Yeah.
So we're still going to be in the same circle.
So what we ultimately understand from this is that we as human beings, are some people destined to lose? Are some people just going to be the ones who do not make it, because there has to be an audience.
Dude, you know? Yeah. I saw Casper Nyovest post about his father, right? And then he was asking us, he asked his dad, you know, how come he can see his students become rich millionaires and billionaires? Well, I'm not too sure about the billions, but millionaires, right? And why he taught them, but he's not making millions, you know? And he said it so nicely. Some people were made to make millions, and some people were made to make the millionaires.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And one truth about life is there'll always be poor people.
Yeah.
And there'll always be rich people.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And sadly.
And that we're animals. We're animals, and that just means that we do whatever it takes to win, right? If it comes to it, if you up and up with somebody, it has to go all the way to the end, to the physical bout. Yeah. That's what the animal instinct in us is. That's the furthest it will go.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the separation between each other, what keeps us apart is our ability to realize that you can have power over the other. And that's what causes businesses. But in terms of the millennial specifically, I do still believe that there is a vision there in terms of how many people are poor, And whether or not the world can be a good place for the majority. Because I think where we made a wrong turn at the crossroads was the majority are suffering and there's a elite few. Do you think it's ever possible to get to a place where we have a majority who are happy and wealthy and successful and the poor is there, but not as much?
Not if greed is still the demon that is leading a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not if instant gratification is still being, you know, fed. I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't. If we're still dealing with bribery, we're still dealing with things that, oh, like.
You think it's too far to come back from? Has too much happened?
Far too much. Bro, the world, the system that we live in is still shaped like a pyramid, and it's not going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, that's the problem. And I think once we've changed that, I mean,
Okay, so the solution here is to climb the pyramid and to be that little piece at the top.
Be a fucking outlier.
Yeah. That's our only option that we have then. If we do come to this conclusion, then we need to understand that we are soft as millennials. And
hello.
We are very soft. We do have this sense of entitlement in which the world owes us something, the government owes me something, and it needs to provide me for this and this and that's where we've forgotten that we came in this earth alone and you're going to leave alone. And it's up to you to do what you need to do in between.
Dude, I see it at work as well, all right?
Yeah.
At work.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that I'm working with now compared to 4 years ago, 3 years ago, it's a totally different team. It's a younger team. And I'm thinking to myself, people want this. People want that. People want to go home early. You know, they don't want to work that shift. They don't want to work this shift. You guys want. But what are you willing to do?
Yeah.
What are you willing to do?
In order to change anything, you'd have to be a mover. You'd have to be an owner. You have to be a creator. Because then you can design the world that you see as ideal. For example, as a business owner, when my employees come into the office, obviously once the business has grown to a large extent, it will be a different environment because we get to decide what the environment is. We can say, okay, there's only 4 days of work a week. Your weekend is 3 days. You work 5 hours a day. This is how you do the work. I think we can change the way we implement structure.
I agree to a certain degree, but I also disagree because I feel like you have organizations out there that are already changing the way the organizational culture is.
Yeah.
And there'll always be those organizations that have multi-million rands and multi-million accounts, and you have to come in as a young person to lead that organization. And people feel like if I'm not the one who created it, then I'm not going to be the one that leads it.
Mm.
And it's like, you can be the change that organization needs, number one. And number two, you don't need to wait if you start your own business, for 50,000 people to be employed for you to have this great organizational culture. It starts now. If there's two people in the organization, let's get the organizational culture right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like, we're too much on the social networks. We're too much. We need to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, we need to have some rest, and chill with real people, have a real conversation, and meet people the old school way.
Okay.
Like, finished.
You know, you said it best the other time that, you know, you become what you read, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on social
ain't
media, people
people are reading tweets.
People are reading tweets. People are reading Facebook posts, seeing dead bodies, seeing broke ass niggas.
And
if you surround yourself with that, exactly. If you surround yourself with that, all right. If you surround yourself with all that negativity, oh, I deserve this. You're also gonna, you know, grow into that mentality of I also deserve it.
Mm.
You know, if you don't surround yourself with people who are willing to work, all right, who aren't as sensitive as your bitch ass is, all right, then you'll grow up a lot stronger. I mean, people who are at the top, clearly they're there for a reason. Clearly, a lot of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them has dirty money, but we won't get into that right now.
Yeah, oh, trust fund.
Other conversation.
You know, but I'm saying a lot of them are there for a reason because they worked their way to the top. They weren't crying about their circumstances or anything like that.
But this is what I mean about working your way to the top and influencing how things are done. When we when we are confronted with the real world, let's call the what's happened until now the real world, and you started your own business or whatever, and normal business times are from 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or the case may be, structurally you're gonna find challenges because your idea is so different to the current structure. Now, in order to get what we want as millennials, we completely have to break that structure from bottom up. So we're literally talking about revolution. And I don't know if we have the capacity in terms of our drive and our workforce to revolutionize.
We so do have the capacity.
Yeah.
People just don't realize that the Great Wall of China was not built in one day.
Mm.
And that's one thing people need to take away from that. That just because you have this great idea today does not mean that tomorrow is ofezega.
Yeah.
You know, you need to keep pushing. You need to keep on hustling. And eventually you'll get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
You have to go to Durban, it's going to take you 8 hours.
Yeah,
you know, you're not
going
to get there in a thought. So let's be realistic with the journey of...
Well, I could always just fly there, I don't know.
But it's not going to take you 5 minutes, is it?
Nothing worth having comes easy.
Yeah, life, jive.
That's what I think is ultimately the point, yeah.
But I also feel like... parents are to blame.
That's a problem.
Yes. No, we need to talk about this just a little bit.
But the thing is, parents, you know, my gran, she was raised up in a particular manner.
Yeah.
And she was like really tough and whatever. And she instilled those same teachings onto us.
Yeah.
And then just because I grew up broke and I'm like, yo, my kid is not gonna go through this.
Yeah.
My kid is going to get everything in life. When the kid is 8 months, they're already wearing
Jordans.
Come on. And then you wonder why when they're 15, they're like, well, mom, I don't wear shoes from Mr.
Yeah.
Pross. And you wonder why where it, you're like, it's you as well.
I see.
So I think the problem, a part of the problem is
the parents. Yeah.
That's on my side. My side is, hey, man, the way our parents bring us up and the support that they give us to try and achieve our dreams. Like, our parents also make us soft, if you think about
it. Yeah, because they, a lot of the time there's a lack of trust in your ability to make successes of what you see as the right way or the right path. And should they stop or not? Because, I mean, they are our parents. They're looking out for our best interests.
Or they want the safety. Right?
Yeah, we don't make the best
decisions.
Hey,
love does
people.
Not pay the bills. So I understand where they come from.
I think we can actually go into this conversation.
I understand, but I'm just saying, parents.
Yeah, the parents, what influence they have on us. All right, cool, man. It's been so dope chatting to you guys as always. We are the worst guys. You can catch us here at Cliff Central every Wednesday at 2 p.m. or download the podcast afterwards. What is happening in these streets?
Yo.
Yeah.
I want to be first off to just let y'all know. All right.
Cool.
There's something called the Griffin Sessions happening at Carfax on the 26th of November. That is this Saturday. And now, since a young fella like me was turning up on a young random Tuesday, I managed to score myself 2 young tickets.
Oh, okay.
And since you didn't bring your ice cream and the McFlurry for the worst guys, looks like the worst guys are going to leave St. Pee. So Saturday you can catch. Yeah, I'm not even joking right now.
I'm catching
those feelings.
Excuse me?
All right, so we got tickets to the Griffin Show. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. All right, what else is happening? Oh, catch me in Bloemfontein Dane if you're in the area on the 2nd of December. We'll be at the Civic Theater. I'll be hosting the show and there will be comedy acts such as Robbie Collins, Prince, and Opa, the rugby player. He's going to be there too, just to add some gist to the event.
That's the word you needed to use.
That's by the Angel Foundation. That's insane. What else is happening? Cliffmas Carols on the 11th of December. That's going to be at the Gold Reef City Lyric Theater. We'll be there. We came up with a little tune there to sing for y'all about Cliff Central and what we
get. Get your tickets, people. Get your tickets. It's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause as well. So always catch us on the social media streets at The Worst Guys, and you can hit us up at Cliff Central. We're always here on a Wednesday. It's been so dope. And you know, as usual, we're going to go out with a little bit of a freestyle. I don't know. How you feeling today? I feel like the rain has added like a somber vibe. You know, I can chill in my bed and maybe talk about like love or something like that. You know,
anybody got time to be bluesing? Okay.
You know, you don't have time for that.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay. Then let's keep it real. Let's keep it real then. It's The Worst Guys.
Yeah,
on a Wednesday, you know.
Guess who's back?
I put my blood in this, my heart in this. I'm going so fast, but I feel so slow. I mean, I wanna go to the next place, to the next level. But I'm trying to get high, I'm like a treble. I'm hitting the best notes, and everybody wanna know. I wanna get my notes, the Randella money. People think I'm funny, cause I'm on stage every Wednesday, every Thursday and Friday and Saturday. I'm killing it. Hey, I wanna tell you the truth. I am the proof. Nobody can do it like me. You see, I'm an MC at a Harry Potter quiz. I come, I handle my biz. Handing in annual returns, you know what it is. And then I'm back in the studio, telling you about the truth and where we going as a vision, yo. Never forget the worst guys is the best. It's just ironic, man, this is the test, yo.
This is the test and I get an A+. In this world there's so less lack of a trust. It's a lack of a trust and so much lack of lust. And I'm lust, and all I wanna do is bust. And nobody wanna love, and nobody wanna love and be loved by the one above. That's G-O-D and R-E-H-A-B, making so many people happy on earth. And I get my worth, and sometimes I'm living life like it's a curse, cause all I wanna do is make people smile and make them happy. And everybody should be happy chappy. And I'm chewing the chap, it's in the studio. And you know how we go, the worst guys riding the shit like a rodeo. And we go on the beat and put it on repeat, because yeah, we bring the heat. That's why some pewit is eating the ice cream, cause it's too hot in this, and she screams.
Woo! It's the worst, guys. Every Wednesday at Cliff Central at 2 p.m. It's been so dope hanging with y'all and chatting. Until next time, we are out. CliffCentral.com.